Live from the Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the V Show, right here on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now, here's Bobby V.
Not quite Bobby V. Nick Valvano in the captain's chair today, but they are definitely smart enough to not leave me alone to my own devices. So I have the professional, Jeff Lightsey Jr. with me. Do you like that as your nickname, Jeff?
Yeah.
The professional?
I kind of like that.
That's cool. You know, everyone needs, you know, I'm Nicky
the
Boot.
For it.
Yeah. The professional. The professional. Jeff Lightsey Jr. Right now. The fabulous one, Phil Baker, is going to join. He's doing an injury report right now. I believe intern Emma's in there, learning the ropes as well. We got intern Homeless with us in the control room. Tanner Brutomesso, masterfully on the controls.
Aiden. It's been homeless man,
hobo,
homeless intern now.
I just said the homeless man. Intern homeless.
Okay, all right. So we got him like.
Which I don't know why he got. He has a nice haircut now. He looks like
yeah,
you know,
but it's like the dude with the golden voice.
Homeless is crazy.
Yeah, I was gonna say
it's insane.
Like, that was kind of outrageous. But like, we got intern homeless in there.
See, like pops could get away with it because he's at that age now where he just
this
you know,
is true.
Yeah, he just doesn't
true.
Care, and yeah, you know, he's driving scooters in traffic. And
coming
you know,
from folks in the 20s and 30s,
yeah. I'm
it
not sure.
The same.
I'm not sure I have the clout to call you intern homeless. So you know, and I don't want to be like one of those like you know what I don't want to be, Jeff. I don't want to be the sophomore on the team.
Yeah.
Who hazes the freshman the most?
Yeah.
The sophomore.
Nah,
you know, because they're still not super secure with their spot on the team.
Not at all.
But they just know that this guy's lower on the totem pole, and
barely.
I'm going to keep
you all have
barely.
So much ammo to give me a Satterfield nickname too. That
oh my god,
gone with, but you went with the homeless one.
We've never allowed Whoa. An intern to come up with his own name before.
But we're also but respectful we might, because why would we ever want to?
No,
yeah, this is true.
That's his name.
This is true.
He's intern
no, no, no,
salad.
No.
Intern sensible salad.
Well, we don't want to incorporate him with Satterfield because then everyone's just going to walk in. Besides Blank and Baker, and
intern forwards.
Pissed at him.
I don't know. Yeah, we have Blank. Blank planted his flag.
That was the thing. I recently just found out about how big of a Satterfield guy he was, and like Strebel had to explain it to me. He's like, "Yeah, no, he was very delusional. On he was a really good coach.
So it was him." And Curran at the front, and I was way in the back. I mean, like, I don't think he's that bad. Like, you know, but they were taking all the slings and arrows. Like, the two of them were, I mean, you know, Nick Curran had the infamous snake-bitten comment. And, yeah, but it was, God bless Blank. Blank planted his flag. So, I don't know. Maybe he's intern Satterwhite. I don't know. I don't know what we want to call him. Forgot about that. But, so, you text that in. 437-9680, UPS Jobs text line. Do we want to call him intern something Satterfield or intern homeless? I don't know. You let us know. Bobby V is not on vacay. He's taking care of business in New York, hopefully getting his passport expedited, as he said on the air, which was equally wild. He's just like, yeah, call the guy that's, you know, going to do it for, you know, a modest fee. But, you know, like, I have no idea. He was at the Mets game last night, saw the Mets win over the Nats. Saw two home runs from Francisco Lindor and Brandon Nimmo. He had a nice little time. Jamie is safely back in the 502, or right across the bridge in the 812. So that's good. We have a loaded show today. We really do. We have Jeff Lightsey Jr., like I said, the fabulous one, Phil Baker, coming in. We're going to talk a little bit about, obviously, the player rankings. Quincy Riley and Ashton Gelati cracking the top 100 of the new college football player rankings. So good stuff there. We have Eric Crawford joining at 1 p.m.
Okay.
Very excited about that. I still don't know what I'm going to ask him, but we'll come up with some questions.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Well, intern homeless told me when I walked in, we have to talk about it.
What?
Shedeur Sanders is the number one QB ranked in the new video game.
See, I didn't go through the full rankings.
They just put. I just saw a thing where it
I just saw
the
top
rated
10.
Players. Well, at positions, the only thing that I saw was Quincy's and Ashton's, and then the highest rated players by position. Like,
and then
the highest rated,
and they added it as. His watch celebration too, but
oh,
you
really?
Can only use it for Colorado.
You can only use it for Colorado.
It's
okay,
like, I saw a screenshot of it. It was like watch celebration, only Colorado.
That's going to be pretty cool,
thanks, man.
And I like how you can play as Lamar, you know, for your all-time teams and everything like that. This game's going to be lit when it comes out. Like I feel like a segment of the population is just going to be calling into work.
Is this true?
Like the first 3 days that game is released and just absolutely binging that thing. That's going to be a lot of fun. I will say it's a little confusing, slightly. The tweet says that Quincy Riley is, I think, 92 overall.
Yes.
And Ashton Gelati is 90th overall. They are not the 90th and 92nd ranked players, respectively. They are Quincy Riley's 40th, I believe, and Ashton Gelati's 72. I believe that's right. There's two UK players on there as well. I forgot their names. Intern Homeless.
Probably Deion Walker.
Deion Walker, I think, is 23.
Yeah. And who
and,
else?
It's
the cornerback. I can't remember.
Yeah, I can't remember the corner.
Oh, he's
they,
a
have
beast,
they have a corner like in the 40s as well.
Two
so.
Cincinnati guys made it, too.
He's trying for that. There he is. So, yeah, the Commonwealth well represented in the top 100. Good stuff there. What else we got? We got Jeff Brohm is going to meet the media at 1:30. We're going to effort that. Hopefully, we'll be able to take that live. I have full confidence that we'll be able to do that. We have, what else do we have? Oh, and then I think probably the most fun thing we have today with the highest level of respect
there
to
it is.
Eric Crawford and Jeff Brohm.
I'm ready for it.
Yeah. Russ Dickulis, baby. Russ Smith coming in studio.
Baby.
We're going to do, I believe, a little bit of a bourbon tasting. I hope.
I'm always down for
I hope. But we're going to be promoting. They got some signings coming up for Mr. and Mrs. Bourbon. Very excited. Shout out my man Sean for helping put that together.
Yeah, Sean's dope. So, shout out to Sean.
Yeah, Sean's good peoples.
Have you had it yet, Nick?
Well, when he came in, I want to say it was last year. Mm-hmm. I think we did it last year. We had
came in last year.
Yeah, we had a tasting. All of his bourbons, legitimately. I'm not going to pretend I'm a bourbon expert, but I can dip my toe in that. You know, I know a little bit, you know, in the industry. I can say with full like honesty, I have never had a smoother rye bourbon. Rye's typically are more peppery and everything than his. His was the smoothest rye. It's the red label.
Yeah.
For Mr. and Mrs. I was blown away by that.
I own a bottle of the original, like when he first put it out.
The black label?
Yeah. When he first put it out, my mom bought me a bottle for like Christmas or something, so I was stoked about that. That was turned. And so I've had that. I haven't finished it because you try to preserve
good
stuff. But I have cracked it open. I've had it. It is, I like it. I enjoy it a lot.
Pops has a bottle, I believe, of the black label because Russ brought him one, which was very kind of him. And it's sitting on his desk in the back, and it's a great like desk decoration.
Yeah, no,
but we haven't cracked it open.
Yeah, like, I cracked mine open, so it's pretty good. I enjoy it a lot. So, but I haven't. I slowed down because I'm like, hold on, guy. I'm like, Jeff, this is like almost like a collector's item.
Yeah,
like,
I know, right?
Settle down. Like, yeah. I'm digging into this like it's just regular thing. So. But this is before it had expanded too.
Right,
so now,
right.
Like you have the different labels, you have the TBT labels and the you know, the green and the all the. So like now it's like okay, maybe I could speed it back up because now I can go restock. But yeah, it's amazing to see that grow. Like it's amazing to see the Mr. and Mrs. Bourbon really continue to take off with their attachment to the university, to TBT, to even they have UK bottles. Like it's. He's doing it, man.
Oh,
Russ
he's
really
killing
doing it.
No, absolutely. And they have some scheduled signings here for the TBT bottles.
Yes.
June 26th from 5:30 to 7:30. The Wicker Barn in Bowling Green, they'll be there. July 2nd, 5:30 to 7:30. Midway Cafe, Fort Thomas. July 12th, 5:30 to 7:30. Wicker Barn in Owensboro, New Hartford.
So that's probably the one you should have started with, Nick, because it's July 10th now.
Oh, my God. You are right. I'm just reading that. Dude, I completely did not even think of that. Thank you, Jeff. Again, the professional. Yeah, that's a very good point. If you have a time machine, you can go back to those other ones. But no, July 12th is the next one coming up in 2 days. They'll be at the Liquor Barn in Owensboro. July 13th, the Kroger Wine and Spirits here in Louisville, Breckenridge Lane. July 15th, Liquor Barn in Middletown. July 16th, Liquor Barn on Outer Loop. All of those from 5:30 to 7:30. So definitely go out there and get your bottle signed by one Russ Smith. So cool stuff. And he'll be joining us in studio. So very, very, very excited to be doing that. Also, we'll do another round of intern sports centers, guys. I haven't really gone over cutting sound with you yet. So maybe just listen to the Jeff Brohm press conference and take, you know, a bite from, you know, just say that he said that. I would incorporate that in your sports center. That way Drew doesn't yell at me or you guys. So, yeah.
Did you guys hear the news from the Olympics?
Derek White?
Yeah. I did see that.
Yeah. So
he is the next best option.
It was.
He's
he probably was the only one that wasn't already busy doing something. Like, he was probably the only one on
standby.
Hey,
can you meet us in Paris? Yeah. I'm in Turks and Caicos.
Yeah,
right
it's
now.
Like, if you're Jaylen Brown, if you're, you know,
Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, like, Donovan's, they're doing their camp. So, Dame was hurt. Donovan has a spider camp. He's probably like, that's the thing. Like, if you don't get the initial invite.
Yeah, you're playing. You've already planned your summer. You got your workouts.
Like, you got your skills camps if you host them, all kinds of stuff. Like, you already planned your summer, especially if you like of those caliber guys. Like, you're talking about the Donovan Mitchells. Jalen Brunson's recovering from an injury, so it wouldn't have made sense for him to play. The only person that probably would have had more opening because he's younger is like a Tyrese Maxey. So, like,
that's, I was gonna say De'Aaron Fox,
like that, and that's the thing. Like, but he's still more established.
Yeah,
when you're $100 million guy or $200 million guy, like, you're, if you don't get that initial invite, one, your ego's probably hurt a little bit, right? Like, if you're an all-star or whatever, and two, you like by that point you don't expect to play, so you've already planned your summer, and you're like, I'm not a replacement type of guy. Like, I'm not a, like, if I'm De'Aaron Fox, I've been an all-star, I've got my big contract, I've done all these things, I'm not a replacement guy.
Yeah,
like,
I don't want to be second.
I'm an
second,
original member, So, like, that's why I didn't, the Derek White, like, but it was kind of like, okay, I also get it.
Well, do you think they should have given it to Cooper Flagg?
I do. It would have been smart.
I mean, I think it would have been a cool story. No offense to Derek White.
No, not at all. I mean, like, he doesn't need it. He's a champion.
Enough of this Cooper Flagg stuff. Ace Bailey, Dylan Harper move. That's the way to go. They're better.
I mean,
they will be. I'm saying.
We'll see.
We'll see. It would have been cool. It would have been, I think, a bigger story if Cooper Flagg.
Oh yeah,
the 17-year-old just balling out. You know, that would have been kind of cool. And like, I don't know. I always like think of, you know, the Dream Team, because, you know, that's kind of like the staple. And they had Leitner. They had their college representative. They did it with AD in 12, right?
They did.
That's a good point.
Anthony
Davis
had their championship. Yeah.
For the Redeem team, that's a good point. So
he was on the team. The only difference is, like,
I'm just shocked it's not Bronny.
Cooper hasn't. That's actually funny. Cooper hasn't actually played a college game yet.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But
right.
at the same time, like, he is enough of a phenomenon. Like, it would have been a story everywhere.
Oh, God.
Like, the Derek White thing isn't a story.
He's like, coming from Mount Verd, right?
Yeah, he played in Mount Verd, but he's from, like, Maine.
Yeah.
He's from Maine, in the state of Maine.
I think Spencer told me.
Yeah. Now somebody, like, is going to, like, you know, from, like, you know, Bangor, Maine is going to, or whatever it's called, is going to text him. It's like, hey, we had a bobsledder, you smartass. Like, you know, how dare you?
Spencer came up to me, because they brought it up on the drive, and they were like, who are famous people from Maine? And that was, like, Anna Kendrick. I'm done. Like, that, I don't remember the rest because it was just so, like, small level, like, celebrities. And then they're the only state without a national tournament appearance in basketball, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Maine's never made it.
Sorry. Maine and Alaska. But
yeah, okay.
What's shocking.
Yeah, okay. That's fair. Yeah.
But yeah, no. Maine is not known for the
basketball.
Now I got to
look it up. Famous people from Maine.
Like, oh, here we go. Now we're back to the V show.
Yeah, people from
too
Maine.
Too much sports.
Let's see here.
It is funny, though, because I was like, man, they should have just put.
George Bush is from Maine.
Really?
I had no idea.
W or H?
It's got to be.
Just says
H.
George Bush.
It's
so
got to be the older one.
I was going to say, I thought W's from
W's Texas. Texas.
Yeah,
he's Texas
then,
third.
He went to Yale.
Right?
Yeah.
Percival Baxter.
George Bush is from Maine.
James
he must have been
Blaine.
Born there. He must have been born there.
He had
no way he, like, grew up there, right?
Dorothy Dix. I feel bad. I don't really know a ton of these people.
Right? That's why I said. I was like, Anna Kendrick, and I don't remember the rest.
Nelson Rockefeller. Rich man. There you go.
Very rich man. Just say the name. We all know who that is.
All right. Here are the athletes. So we'll do sports.
Cooper Flagg. That's it.
Cindy Blodgett.
Nope.
Don't know who she is. Okay. I'm ashamed to say.
All right.
Mike Bordick.
Nope.
All right.
Ricky Craven, race car driver.
Yeah, still no.
All right.
Ian Crocker.
He just joined.
Do you want to a baseball player? I don't know. Joey Gamache.
Mm-hmm. Well, not there.
John Jenkins.
Still not there.
L. Logan.
Player? Wait, John Jenkins, football player?
John Jenkins is super generic.
We'll give it to him.
Yeah, we'll say it's the football player.
Yeah.
L. Logan, not sure who that is.
Paul?
I know this is Bodie Miller. They did have an Olympian. There we go. Bodie Miller, the downhill skier.
That sounds like a skier's name. Yeah, my name's Bodie. I'm from Maine.
Benoit Samuelson.
Nope.
Robert Stanley. Bill Swift.
Is he related to Taylor?
Louis Sokolexis. and Seth Westcott.
Yeah, you got me, man.
Yeah, I got zero names.
Yeah, I didn't know any of them.
You stumped me.
A couple of entertainment people.
Shout out Maine, though, yeah.
Patrick Dempsey, McDreamy.
Okay. Okay, oh.
From Grey's Anatomy. John Ford.
Fox.
David E. Kelly. Anna Kendrick's Tiny But Cute Self. Linda Lavin. Nicole Maines. Andrea Martin. Abbott Von Meter. Judd Nelson from Breakfast Club.
I was about to say, that I know that name.
Victoria Rowell, Tim Sample, and Timothy Charles Simons, which sounds like an actor's name.
Yeah, it does.
No idea. L.L. Bean and Milton Bradley, though.
Okay.
Backpacks and Games. Yeah, they're from there.
Brands. Wait, I thought it was the baseball player, Milton Bradley.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
What, Dodger? Did he play for the Dodgers?
He was on the Cubs, Brewer. He was
everywhere.
I remember when he was on the Cubs and my dad was freaking out, and then he was bad, and then he's like, oh, that's the Cubs.
Now, was L.L. Bean like a huge thing when you guys were in school?
Oh, God, yeah.
Like, everyone had to have it.
And you had to have your initials on it. Yeah. See, I never had it. I did.
I had one every
you
year.
You had an L.L. Bean backpack?
Yeah, I got one every 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, though. I was going to say, because usually they could last you.
Yeah,
a
I got one pretty often, though. Yeah. Like, I had them for a long, I don't, I guess they, I have one that I still have to this day. Like, it's at my house. I got it when I went to high school. So, it's weird how the world works. So as you're like growing up, I had LL Beans. I had like the smaller ones, and then when I got to high school, my mom got me like the big one, like with the multiple zippers, layers, whatever. But by the time you're like a sophomore in high school, like it was cool to have like little backpacks again.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it went the opposite way. Yeah, you wanted like a drawstring bag. Or something.
So I ditched my big multi-layered LL Bean for like my one from elementary school.
You brought it back. You brought it out of retirement.
And it was swag, right? It was dope. Like it was like boom, swag. Like it was the thing. Like swag, Lil B, all that stuff cooking. It was weird, man. It's weird time. 2011, 2012 is hell of a time. It was everybody had the Wiz Khalifa patches and like had swag everywhere, shutter shades, all that.
Oh, shutter
shades.
Oh my God. Yeah. I remember there
was, like, that was like high school for me. Like, Young Money, like Drake coming up, Nicki Minaj. Yeah,
there was a new, I don't know what show it was, but Wiz Khalifa was on it and it was like, finish the statement and he has to say it. So he goes, Taylor.
Maine.
Blank. And everyone, like, the answer was Taylor Swift, but the responses were, man, if Wiz Khalifa said Taylor and fill in the blank, I'm screaming Taylor Gang.
Yeah.
And putting my hands up and being so embarrassed when I'm wrong. But like,
Taylor
for a lot
Gang.
Of us, dude,
that was it.
Wiz
Chucks,
Khalifa was the man.
Camo shorts, all that stuff.
Oh, camo shorts. Yeah. God, I had some. I think I wore those I was in college at the time. So.
Yeah.
I'm showing my age here, but yeah. No, I had some camo shorts for sure. I had camo pants, too. I had, like, I didn't realize I kind of had, like, a Guido douchebag, like, mini phase.
You like, don't say?
Yeah.
Well, like, it was the same time Italian? Jersey Shore was out, too.
Yeah, right. Like, I didn't realize it, but I just was like, wow, I do kind of, all I need is, like, the blowout haircut
and
stuff.
You didn't have a lot of hairspray?
No, I didn't. I never really used, see, it was funny because my mom.
You wasn't a GTL guy?
I wasn't a GTL guy. Part of it was my mom, God bless her. Yeah. I loved her, you know, great mom, but she, like, I looked like Pat Riley from, like, elementary school to basically freshman, like, you
that's
know,
not
like
a bad thing.
Grade.
That's the guy.
She would comb my hair every morning. She would, like, I got to get you looking nice. And she would put so much L.A. looks gel and hairspray.
Yeah.
My head could deflect a bullet. Like, it was insane. Like, and then I sweat a lot. So then, you know, once I had gym class, all the gel would then sweat out of my head and stick to my face.
I'm just imagining.
So
you.
I looked like I put my head in plaster
with your dad and your uncle being former coaches, and then you have the Pat Riley look. You just in gym class, get on the line, like start with a whistle, screaming at everyone.
I should have. Like I'm
gonna trade you to. I don't even know. I'm gonna trade you to Guangdong. Like I'm just gonna trade you to the Chinese league. Be like. Nick, this is
we're playing dodgeball. Yeah, so I'm like, what's going on with you?
Sorry, my mom slicked back the hair. I turned in.
Yeah, sorry, Riley. Just I channeled my inner Riles.
Who's your favorite Italian celebrity / like figure?
Dude, I don't know why it popped into my head too. Bruno Sammartino, like the great like wrestler, and Lady Gaga. Like, who's Italian? Stephanie Giannata or whatever her name is. So I went through, I was a big Lady Gaga fan in college.
I mean, who wasn't?
Big fan of Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga's Italian?
Yeah.
I didn't know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Stephanie Giannata is her name. Oh, yeah. Okay. She's like super Italian. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so she's like, she's part of the, if you go to like Little Italy, there's like a little Italian Hall of Fame, mm-hmm. and there's like a bunch of pictures of
her. Is this in New York?
Yeah.
In the
yeah.
little, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So. Yeah, no, she's a Paisan. Speaking of Paisans, we got to be rooting for Lorenzo Mazzetti right now, who's up 5-1 on Fritz the American. Normally, I'd be rooting for him, but because he's got a really pretty girlfriend. But our boy Diener has you know, like three bands on the line.
Oh man!
So we got we got to be rooting for our man Mazzetti. I hope I didn't just touch the money there. But no, he said yesterday on the he told us yesterday about this parlay he had. So we're rooting for Vivo Mazzetti.
Oh, he can win three bands.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, he's hedged.
I thought you were like, yeah, he's got three bands on this guy. I'm like, God, that's a dangerous move. All right.
No, that makes more sense. We got a $50 parlay that pays three bands.
I was going to say, like, I know he makes a lot of money, but that's an outrageous amount to put on tennis.
The nose gave Lady Gaga away, this texter comes in. No, she's definitely got a Roman-esque nose. Let's see here. Damn, Jeff must have been rolling... and money to get multiple L.L. Bean backpacks. My parents couldn't afford one in 12 years, this texter says.
I was going to say, I've had 4 backpacks in my life. One through elementary school, got one in middle school, through high school, brought the one from high school to here, then I got one from the hockey team, so then I've just... literally,
I'm so bummed we didn't get backpacks when I was on the team. You guys started having mini Christmas. You had all kinds of swag
and
gear. We had a sweatsuit,
I think
a bag, and a shell.
Yeah. No joke. Because when I first got there, we were in a public locker room.
Oh, yeah. Now you guys got your own locker
room.
But
all the seniors are like, yeah, like, don't listen to coach when he's hinting at a locker room. Like, we've been told that the last 4 or 5 years, blah, blah, blah.
Well, Coach,
then my sophomore year, we get a locker room.
Coach tasked me with getting like the alumni to pay for that, and I was like, Coach, you know,
no,
a lot of us are still broke. Yeah. I was like, you know, but the I say that the kids that I played with, one's an orthopedic surgeon, 3 are engineers, so now they could probably build like a bubble. You know, we could build like a dome for the hockey team, but not me, of course, but you know, them. But yeah, they were, I'm glad you guys got all kinds of cool toys. Another one says, texter comes in, JanSport. JanSport was the other one.
Yeah. So JanSport was for, like, how the texter called me bougie for having LLB. Yeah. Like, JanSport was, like, for the non-bougie people. Right? Yeah. Like, that was for, like, the people that was, like, get it out the mud, get you a JanSport. like, blue collar. We were white collar, we were blue collar. That's what it almost seemed like. Even though, I was like, LLB couldn't have been that expensive. I don't know. It was 3 of us in the house, so our parents got us together. But yeah, JanSports is like what my homies had.
I remember both of those.
And then we went through a phase, once again, this is like the 2009 to 2013 phase too, that like superhero backpacks came back in style in high school. Like, so yeah, like you were like cool if you had like a superhero backpack in high school. Like, you're a grown ass man damn near with like a Captain America backpack.
It's like grown ass man.
This is so stupid, bro. But this is like what happened. Like, these were the times that we lived in. Like, if we had a time machine and I could walk the halls of male high schools, just say 2012, you would see a lot of this type of stuff going on. Yeah, it was crazy.
I had a backpack that was like a Lost World backpack in elementary school, where the T-Rex is coming out of the bag.
It was
pretty cool. They had those and they had Godzilla ones where so there'd be a rubber like dinosaur sticking out of my backpack, which was really cool, except all my friends would punch it all the time. So I'd be walking down the hallway and I'd just feel poof, poof, be like, guys, stop hitting the dinosaur.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and then other kids would feed it, so it'd be covered in cheese.
That's crazy. Okay, that's doing too much.
Yeah, that was
feeding
like,
the dinosaur.
I was like, come on, guys,
how'd
stop.
You not fight anyone?
Yeah, that was wild.
I should have. If I could go back in time, I would pull little Nikki aside, be like, just hit him. Yeah. Like, just hit him. Like, you know, maybe you'll get the tension, but just one punch.
That was the thing. Like, with growing up with 2 older brothers, like, I would just get to school and then just start. Like, if someone ever messed with me, I'd be like, oh, okay, like, what I do with my brothers, I'll just throw a punch back. And then, like, you know, happened too many times. And then my teachers were like, hey, don't swing at the other students. And I was like, oh, sorry, like, they messed with me. I got to, I learned to mess with them back after. Yeah, but really, they were throwing cheese and food.
Well, sometimes I would feed it too if I was bored. So,
right, mean, that's more like Nicky.
Yeah, I didn't. You know, I didn't help the cause there. But no, I did get. I got
guys,
messed
stop
with
feeding
in,
my...
in middle school a lot, but high school, no one touched me. Because everyone thought my family was in the mob. I'm dead serious.
I mean,
like, I was the only Italian in Silver Creek High School, so everyone, the seniors all liked me.
Did you have
nice.
The nickname Nicky to boot yet?
No.
Because if you did, no. I would be terrified of you.
No.
Oh, who's that kid walking on? Oh, that's Nicky to boot. You don't look at him in the eye.
You don't look at. Well, I got like. It was, you know, I remember people just started calling me the dirty Italian, and I was like, I don't know if this is offensive or not, but like, I'm not getting picked
not
on.
The
so,
dirty Italian.
So, like, don't mess with the dirty Italian. His family will kill you. And, so I was like, all right, so the name is slightly offensive, but I'm not taking any other flack, so that's good, you know. But yeah, high school was fun.
You just had so many different kinds of people that it was more of a free for all. Like, there was no, like, oh, that. Racist, like, it was just like, ah, we're all in it for together, like, kind of thing. Like, if that was said in like my high school, no one would bat an eye because it was just so equaled out in like diversity.
Yeah.
It was,
well, I mean, well, you were in Connecticut, so there was a lot more diversity there. Like, down here, it was
that
I
was
mean,
our
I,
whole thing.
Silver
too.
Creek was great, but it was the whitest damn school, like no, to the point where like if the Italian kid is a minority, it was like, I'm pretty white, I just tan a little easier than you guys do. Like,
oh, speaking about tan. Did you guys see Jack Golke?
Knocking down
no
threes
joke.
In the G League.
I saw the highlight. And I was
the
like,
Summer League, I mean.
The Summer League, yeah. I saw the highlight, and I was like, when did OKC like sign some kid from the Spain League? And then I was like, oh, my God, that's Jack Golke. That guy's like 25 and a white guy. Like, he just looks like he's on Jersey Shore. Like, it was wild.
Well, he's got that big hair and that big
that
head.
That too, yeah.
He's got a massive head. Like, and I mean, and I was a C-section, so I can say that. Like, I recognize a big head when I see one. Let's see. Nick, you're not Italian. Yes, I am. Texter says, let's see here. What else we got here? Just hearing you on the radio, I have a feeling you pulled Little Nicky a lot back in the day. I didn't realize what they
That's
were saying.
Crazy. You just got out over here. Yeah.
Who did it? Who did it back in the day? Come on. We were all going through puberty. Oh, man. That's funny, though. Let's see here. Nick's head is ranked the fourth best blocker. That's also good. I got a big head. What can I say? I ain't talking about my ego. But yeah. All right. So, some other stuff to get to. Well, I mean, we could put a bow on the rankings thing. I mean, did you agree with Quincy Riley's and, Ashton Gelati's ranking in the top 100 players?
I thought Ashton would be ranked higher than Quincy.
So did I.
But I understand why Quincy was ranked higher.
Okay,
I think they're giving respect to the fact that he is really good at his craft. The last and just on video games, like, they're not always going off the totality, the full body of work. It's like, what did you give me last?
Right.
And the last time they saw Quincy Riley, he was intercepting, you know, in USC in the bowl game and all that stuff.
Right.
And then people refused to throw to him. But I thought they would give Ashton more respect because I think Ashton will probably...
bigger body of work,
way bigger body of work. And I think they're also trying to project who will be the higher drafted player, too.
Right.
So because Quincy plays a position of need, obviously, at the NFL level, at the cornerback position, his measurables are more standard for NFL size versus Ashton's. Like, mm-hmm. Ashton's a little undersized for defensive end.
Right.
Not quite as tall, not quite as fast.
All the more impressive he's able to do what
exactly.
he does.
Exactly. But that's not to say he can't do what he does at the next level. It's just that when in the NFL, they're projecting off athleticism.
Yeah.
And Quincy is giving you a little more athleticism at his position. Maybe not the top end speed, but the athleticism and the projecting. And they probably think that he'll be the better NFL player versus Ashton. We don't know that, though, because Ashton's a hell of a player. And mm-hmm. if he comes back and he's able to fall, like, this year will be huge for him. Because after having, 11 and a half sacks last year, like, he's going to get everybody's full attention. And what you're able to do when you're the number one focal point of a very good defense from day one, game one, will be something to watch and see what he's able to do. But I thought they'd be pretty close. I thought Ashton would be higher, but Quincy being higher doesn't bother me. And I think it'll adjust as the season goes on.
Yeah, that's true. That will be interesting. Yeah. You know, once we get a sample size to see you know who rises, who falls. The top 10 players: Michigan's Will Johnson, cornerback, is the number one player, 96 overall. Will Campbell, LSU left tackle, 96 overall. Ollie Gordon, Oklahoma State running back, 96 overall. He's third.
James, we got to play the sound from Gundy that yesterday. Too. Okay. I sent it to you, Tanner.
Yeah, I was going to say, do we want to talk about that?
We got to get into that, man. It was crazy.
Gundy is just every like 2-3 years, you get like something. A sound bite. He gives you something. It's an OAN shirt. It's a hostage video. It's, you know, I'm a man. I'm 40. Yeah. It's just something. We get something from Gundy. Yeah, we might have to play that sound. Let's see here. Nick, quit acting like the dirty Italian.
I'm sorry.
It was an ethnic slur and not a reflection of your hygiene habits in school. I was pretty clean. I got to be honest.
Did you murder yourself with Axe?
One of my biggest regrets was, for whatever reason, our gym class was afraid to shower. And so nobody showered. We had a shower, and I sweated so damn much.
That wasn't just Silver Creek.
Yeah, that's like every high shower.
Yeah, but I would start. I'd shower with the hockey team. Yeah, I'd seen other men naked at that point.
But,
you know,
but
like,
that was just like we didn't shower during school hours. Like, no, you didn't I know. Shower but at like, school
but like, if
hours.
I could go back in time, I'd be like, you're an idiot. Like all the like, seriously, like get over yourself. Just get in there and shower, because you know what. Girls don't like. They don't like to smell BO and Axe. I'm trying to like Kilo or whatever the hell, like, you know, the flavors were back then. I was like, come on, like, you know, I'm not even sure Phoenix was out yet when I was in high school. I was like, stop it. Just stop it. Like, just shower, like, bite the bullet, and you'll be like, girls will actually talk to you. Like, it's weird. You have to get naked around other men to get girls to talk to you. But trust me, the juice would have been worth the squeeze. 100%. But no, nobody ever did. So yeah, we had a very axe heavy locker.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but we had, like, when I was in high school, it was the old Axe with like the big black tops.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. So that was like the staple of any gym locker room. Mm-hmm. I feel like you were in college in high school a little bit after me.
Yeah.
Was it still very an Axe
still,
heavy
Axe
old
still
spice?
A thing. Old Spice that kind of emerged, like you said, Axe.
Do you remember Bod?
Bod was a thing. Yeah. I remember Bod. But yeah, we were still axing. Yeah, nobody, I mean, whether good, bad, or indifferent, nobody showered during gym class. Like, after you got done, you just, you know, wipe yourself down.
Yeah, seriously. I would take like a sponge bath. Yeah, I just wipe some soap and water on my face and just douse myself in Axe.
And you were playing those basketball games like it was game 7 of the NBA
Finals.
Oh,
God,
too.
Absolutely.
Like, it wasn't like absolutely. You didn't go hard. No, you went hard during gym class because it was the one class you felt like. Like, did you look forward to going to?
Right.
Like, and so, yeah, no, it wasn't just you, buddy. But you wasn't alone. I promise you.
I remember there was, this was one of the most embarrassing moments, and like, I'm just derailing the show, but it's what I do. It's my superpower. The year before, like, when we did hockey, like, I was tearing it up, you know, obviously, because I played. Like, no one else played. Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying I was special. I just, you know, I knew what I was doing with a stick.
Number two,
you know,
team in the nation. Woo.
Oh, God, that bull crap. But I knew how to shoot.
Led by Nick Velvo. Oh, sorry.
No, God, no. No, not at all. But I knew how to shoot, so I could shoot the puck, like, the length of the floor. I knew how to put a curve on the stick. And so everyone was so impressed. I was scoring as a goalie. I was just sniping people. And so... Like, yeah, intern Aiden, goalie as well. Yeah, he probably did the same thing. Yeah, did you did the same thing?
I did the exact same thing.
Yeah, because, like, people didn't know how to, like, play. So
took so many ankles out with a slap shot.
Yeah.
Because the goalie would just be there without pads or anything.
Right, so you could just blister it past them. Yeah. No, absolutely. It was the best. So, the teacher was so impressed. The year before, she made me do a hockey demonstration for the, like, entire, like, school. And I didn't know they had gotten new hockey sticks, and these hockey sticks sucked, Jeff. And so I did the same thing. I put the curve on. I explained, like, okay, you go, you know, it's just a transfer of weight, and then you snap your wrists. And the stick they gave me was so whippy. Like hockey players will understand this. Like, Tanner, Aiden will. Like, these sticks had, like, a 25 flex. No, like a 25 flex. So I go to shoot, and the stick basically breaks in my hand, and I shoot the puck directly under the bleachers. And everyone looks at the teachers like, why is this jackass showing us how to play? He sucks. Yeah. And I like, and I, so I was mortified. It was the only thing I was like, you know, the best at in the school. And I immediately shot the puck under the bleachers and ruined gym class because it was the only puck. So we're like, you know, we're under there trying to get the puck out. And everyone's like, yeah, good going, Nick. Way to go. Yeah, so that was a lot of fun. Let's see here. 4379680. Nick, I knew what to do with a stick. Mark it. Yep, there you go. Put that on the mixtape. So good stuff there. All right, so it's 12:43. We'll take a bottom of the hour break. We'll come back. The fabulous one, Phil Baker, I think is going to tag in. And then we got Eric Crawford coming up at 1 p.m. It's Jeff Leitze Jr. It's Nick Valvano, Tanner Bertomesso on the ones and twos. It's the V Show. It's a Wednesday, ESPN 680, 105.7.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Biggie.
More V-Show with Bob Valvano is now, right here, on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
V-Show rolling along on a Wednesday, ESPN 680, 105.7. The fabulous one, Phil Baker, joining us in studio. Jeff Leitze Jr. in here as well.
Yes, yes.
Absolutely. Rolling three wide now. It's very good to have you, Phil. How have you been? Anything new and exciting in the world of Phil?
No, it was great. Sorry I was a couple minutes late. Intern Emma just did the Baptist Health Injury Report.
Nice job, Emma.
She did a great job for that. Just kind of helped She's a sponge. She's a young mind. She wants to learn things here. So all the interns are eager to do so. So I'm trying to lend a helping hand. So Baptist Health is pretty low maintenance in that. And they let her conduct the interview this go around.
That's fantastic. So shout out Emma. Shout out Baptist Health. Good stuff. We got to talk about Emma, by the way.
Okay.
Real fast.
Can she even hear this?
I think she can. Can you hear this? Okay. Cool. So not knocking it at all, but like you wear the same thing. A lot. It's a golf pullover. So, and it's very nice. It's a PGA Valhalla golf pullover.
I'm the golf expert. I feel like I gotta wear golf. I gotta rep the golf.
So that's what I'm saying. Like how invested in golf are you? Do you play?
I started playing probably last year, and me and my dad would probably play every week during the summer last year. It's kind of fallen off this year, but we're still trying to get that weekly golf session in. So we just played this past Sunday, and I'm hoping to play this weekend again too.
That's awesome. So are you good?
No. When I drive that ball, it immediately goes right. I don't even think I've gotten a par. I think I've maybe got one par in my life, but it's always been a bogey or a double bogey.
But if you
or
play
even
bogey golf,
that's
not bad. I mean, bogey golf isn't bad.
Yeah, but there's been some plays where it's I've had to cut off my strokes at 8 because it's I don't even want to count anymore after this. So.
That's fair. That's what we do. The Valvanos, 8's the limit.
My buddy just sent me a terrorist on the golf course who goes out on there with marshmallows and just throws them around. So people think that they're golf ball. I was like, that's terrible. I would be so mad.
Your buddy needs his ass kicked.
he sent it of a so, it was one of the bro Bibles or something. Okay, the anarchist in me likes to do this, that he just has a thing full of marshmallows and he's just throwing them at random parts.
Oh my God.
I'd be so bad.
I've been on a tear of using brightly colored balls. So I don't use the white ones.
That's very you.
Yeah, very me. but they're not as easy to find. Like they're almost harder to find than the white balls. Like the whole reason I got like the bright ass orange ball is I thought it'd be easier. And you know, there's a lot of stuff that looks orange too. It's very annoying. All right, you guys want to get immature here for a second?
Why not?
Why not? We're here.
All right, cool.
What a lead into Russ Smith coming up at 2 o'clock.
Absolutely.
Well, we got Crawford at one. Yeah,
even better. He just reeks of journalism, and I'll never forget when he found out that Nick. In the sink, yeah.
I still don't think I was the bad guy in that.
Dude, you don't have to defend yourself in front of me. I don't care about it, but
I cleaned the sink every single time, and I still think the people that were using the clogged toilet were way worse than I was, just letting it like fester in there. It's all pipes, Phil. Anyway, so I saw this, and it's I thought truly, you guys probably saw this too, but a giant phallus-shaped iceberg was floating in Conception Bay, surprises the residents of Dildo, Canada.
Okay, I did not.
See this either. This
didn't come across
this.
My algorithm.
No, I'm showing you guys. I mean, it is very much phallically shaped.
Let me see this.
That is
phallus.
Yeah.
Wow, that is like sculpted.
No, yeah, it almost looks like someone did this on purpose. But it doesn't. This is from LiveScience.com.
So this reputable is, this site, is, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Doesn't get any more apt than this. A photographer from the Newfoundland town of Dildo has captured images of a penis-shaped iceberg off the Canadian coast. The suggestive berg consists of a column with a domed head protruding up from two oval rafts of ice. You can't make this up. So I don't know. What would you guys do if you – would you be mature about it or would you have to snap a photo? I feel like I'd have to snap a photo if just naturally there was something so phallically shaped, you know, put in my presence.
I would definitely snap a photo of it. You got to take a picture of it. But
for sure.
I just hope today's one of those days for the internship. They're writing in their journal of like what they had to do this week at ESPN Louisville. And this is the segment they decide to gravitate toward. Yeah. It's like, professor, what did you do today? And we talked about this nice little town in, what'd you say? Was it Canada?
No, it's Newfoundland. Yeah. Newfoundland. Okay. I'm not saying anything like ridiculous. Like, I mean, it sounds ridiculous, but it's true. It's called Dildo, Canada. Like, that's the name of the town. In Conception Bay. I mean, you can't write a better headline. A phallus-shaped iceberg hovered off the coast of Dildo, Newfoundland in Conception Bay before collapsing.
Conception Bay.
Probably needed to go to Tri-State Men's Health.
Yeah.
But they might have been able
to
help with that.
That should have been the graphic for Tri-State Men's Health over there.
It is a big triumphant bastard. I will say that. So, yeah. But when I saw that, I was like, we have to talk about this.
No, that's – I love – look, you know me. My mind goes to the gutter with this, those types of things with that. But I often wonder, like, everybody has, like, a – like the petition websites that they want to cite and everything. Does the town like having that name or do they want to lean into it?
Well, it is We Want to Know Wednesday.
Okay.
Let's find out about Dildo Canada.
Is there like a GoFundMe or I guess the petition.org that's wants to really lean into this industry or they're just kind of like, we've been here for 400 years. We're not changing now.
I mean, maybe it was named after like an intrepid explorer, like, you know, like a British, like, you know, Professor John Dildo or something.
And you're saying
like that.
This correct. This isn't like the one Louisville football player was, they was like Fago.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Diego.
Jack. Yeah. Oh, Jack Fago.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just making sure.
No,
okay.
I mean, making sure
you're not getting got.
I don't know if there's another way to pronounce dildo. Like I mean, like, I'm serious. Like
yeah, two syllables. It's pretty tough.
No, like, Fago, like, okay. Like, you could see, like, that being a different, like, yeah, but dildo is dildo, right? I mean, they're like, I don't even know how to, like, give it another name. Like, Dildio or something? No, it's Dildo Island.
Jeff's losing it over here. By the way, Ty Spalding just tweeted something out.
I know.
Did you see that? You
been
hearing
that?
Okay.
I was trying to get to it.
There's no easy trip. So why don't you talk about your triumphant little friend over there, and then I'll tell you about how I saw Earl Clark in a photo.
I could never get to it. I had it pulled up the whole time.
There was no easy transition at all from that, so I will throw the grenade on that.
So, yes, Peyton Siva posted today a picture of what looks like mostly TBT guys. Now, we don't know if this is the official TBT roster, but it's a bunch of Louisville guys. And in the picture, you see David Johnson, Reese Gaines, Chris Smith, Peyton, of course, Shane, Russ, Luke, and Earl Clark, all hooping to look. I don't know if it was this morning, yesterday, whenever, over at Shoot 360. But Earl Clark is in Louisville, or at least was in Louisville. I don't know if he still is.
So, David
Johnson's in the photo too.
Yes.
So, did that ever get announced?
No, it has not been announced. But if you, I'm pretty sure the Louisville TBT guys put out something like an announcement was coming. So they did. Let me see if I can find that. Or maybe they.
Is there a limit on how many people you can have on the roster?
I don't know.
Because I remember Chris Jones' old team, where a lot of Louisville fans were not happy at him because he was barking back at many of the fans there.
Yeah. So 3 hours ago, they said big announcement coming tomorrow. And it's the Peyton Siva picture from the revival trailer thing they did for the university team. And Peyton dropped, maybe gave us a little Easter egg of what it could possibly, or just spoiled it.
David Johnson and Earl Clark.
There is potentially, we don't know this, of course, but he did post a picture with David Johnson and Earl Clark all working out with other guys, like I said, like Russ and Shane and Chris Jones, rather. And so, yeah, it'll be
okay. It could happen. Earl Clark was a fan favorite around these parts, I think a lot of people would be very happy to see him on that team.
Multiple generations.
And he was supposed
to,
if you guys remember, he was supposed to be on the team last year.
Wasn't it something contractually with his overseas?
Yeah. Exactly. So it was originally announced that he was going to be on the team. Like when they first put out the big hoorah, and then it came out, it was like, oh, actually his contract with either overseas or the big three or somebody kind of kept him from playing in the TBT last year. Well, maybe they got that cleared up this year.
Remember when Drew...
Similar with David Johnson too, right?
He was
a G League thing, right?
Yeah. So with David Johnson, like a week or two ago, there was his roster spot posted online. Like, it was already on their official website, and, you know, fans, they find that stuff, and they screenshotted it. And I saw it. I had it saved. But then they quickly removed it. So it may have been, like, a premature type of thing. So people are still wondering, is David going to be on the team? Is David going to be on the team? And David recently announced he's going to do a basketball camp. So it sounds like he's going to be around these parts for a while. And just maybe he's on the team.
That'd be fantastic.
Well, and when Double D alludes to with like some of the hoops and everything Coach Lieberman had to go through last year, which you just said there with Earl Clark and dealing with agents and overseas contracts and everything, it's not as just waving of a magic wand and saying, Earl Clark's playing, we don't care. Like, these guys have other obligations and contracts they gotta worry about. Now, I know one of the things don't believe I was watching, just because I'm a basketball junkie, and I don't expect any of you all to check this out, but I was watching the Salt Lake City Classic. I mean, look, it's rock bottom. I understand.
Summer League.
Yeah, it's good. The Summer League before Summer League. Yeah. So I was watching that. I believe Memphis was playing in that, because I was just like blown away by like Zach Edey in the photo that was out there of him just
dunking with his foot still on the ground.
But I'm not seeing David Johnson on the Memphis Grizzlies Summer League roster that was announced. So I'm seeing Scottie Pippen Jr., some notable names,
DJ Jeffers, Jackson,
Miller, Isaiah Edey.
GG Jackson, he looked like the Fighting Irish logo, if you guys saw that.
I did not see that.
Oh, my goodness. I think someone just bumps into Edey, and then he's like, oh, that's my teammate.
Yeah, so I don't know if he's going to be playing elsewhere or whatnot, but so I've not seen him list with that. I know that was who had his rights last go around was Memphis in a trade for Toronto.
From Toronto.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think something is really cool, because Ty actually pointed this out on Twitter, and it's with Peyton tweeting this photo. It's more than just the TBT. It's the Peyton's role for the staff is alumni relations,
right?
And this is what it's doing. Like, this is a guy doing their job. Like, you're hired to make sure Cardinals from all different, like you said, Nick, from all different kind of generations, essentially, or different eras of basketball, kind of get along, come together, and feel welcomed, not just by the program, but by the city, by the town, and all that stuff. And this is Peyton Siva doing his job. And so this is actually really, really cool to see Reese Gaines, who played in the late 90s, early 2000s, with David Johnson, who was, class of 2020
or whatever. Probably was born in 2000.
Yeah, class of 2020 or whatever. Like, you know, like, that,
multiple
that's
coaches,
really,
Matt,
really cool.
Patino, yeah.
So, like, it's, and then Earl Clark, who's in then a championship team in the middle of all that. So, this is really, really cool to kind of see them all hanging out, hooping, and possibly all being on the team together, and Peyton Siva kind of being right in the middle of that, doing his job.
Well, you brought up a good point, and I think with Peyton Siva, sometimes we – I say we grow not numb to it, just like how these guys are connected to the basketball world. Mm-hmm. Remember when Jamal Crawford tweeted about Peyton Siva getting the job?
Yeah.
Like, so Jamal Crawford, yes, who is like a Seattle icon, great NBA legend, he's probably a Hall of Famer,
right,
said something about it. I think Pablo Banchero, because he's from Seattle, yes, as well, put some things out there. So sometimes, like, you just see Peyton and Russ around and you, like, sometimes take it for granted.
Yeah.
But he, like, carries weight in the basketball world. So it was interesting to me, like, when seeing these guys that, I mean, Peyton didn't have a long career in the NBA at all, but his connections to the game for guys there, I think, tells a lot to your point about David Johnson to Reese Gaines to all these guys and Pat Kelsey and going back to Lieberman. I mean, he embraced a lot of this last year, too, where it's like a nice bridge.
Yeah.
It's a nice bridge to get you through to the start of football season. Now you got Bahamas coming up, too. So, I'm with you on that in terms of Peyton Siva.
Well, no, that's fantastic stuff. And, I mean, it'd be really cool if it got named official. We'll keep you up to date on that.
Yeah, we'll be looking forward to that, man.
So that'd be pretty tasty. But, yeah, the Avengers assembling there. Pretty good photo there. And it's on Ty's Twitter, at Ty Spaulding, if you want to go check it out. All right, we're at the top of the hour. We got Eric Crawford coming on the other side. So we'll take a top of the hour break. It's Phil Baker, Jeff Lightsey Jr., Nick Valvano in for Bobby V today. Eric Crawford on the other side.